Small family business thrives in St. Louis. From our family to yours, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
590 The Fan and TMA are happy to announce registration for our Lemmings Open Golf Tournament on Friday, October 23rd, presented by Michelob Ultra, GFI Digital, Dents Express, and STL Digital Media. For some tickets will be $600, covering golf and cart for four players, lunch and booze. The tournament will get started with a 10:30 shotgun start. Get your tickets now. This is a first-come, first-served event. Go to eventbrite.com and search Lemmings Open to sign up today, or click the link to register on the 590thefan.com homepage.
This year has caused us to start asking the tough questions when it comes to our financial futures. And Joe Roussevens of FRA Trust is one of the most credentialed people in his field. His team is the best at income planning, estate planning, and managing taxes. They have the experience dealing with people from all walks of life. Don't be one of the 62% of people that don't have their affairs in order. Get these secrets before it's too late. Claim Joe Roussevens' dynamic new best-selling book, Take a Step, at TaxFreeStep.com.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex. Rosalita's offers a full menu of both food and drinks. Try their signature tableside guacamole made right in front of you, or piled high nachos. They have a full array of classic Mexican dishes and even more modern specialties, including their Cadillac fajitas. The house margaritas are the best in town, and the specialty margaritas will have you coming back time and time again. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, downtown on Washington Avenue or on Manchester Road just west of 270.
Your heating, cooling, and indoor air quality system should improve your health in addition to providing comfort. And all across the St. Louis area, Scott Lee Heating Company is trusted with both. With over 40 years of experience with residential and commercial heating, cooling, and healthy air systems, including maintenance, repair, and replacement, they have St. Louis covered and comfortable. Contact them today to learn about cost-saving rebates at scottleeheating.com. Scott Lee Heating Company, where satisfied customers are their most important asset.
Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44, you'll find Eureka, Missouri, the home of Byerly RV, as well as a myriad of interesting shops, campgrounds, and restaurants, not to mention Six Flags. Eureka is the gateway to the Ozarks and points west, and Byerly RV is there to outfit you for great vacation adventures with motorhomes, travel trailers, and tent trailers, and the largest RV parts store in 200 miles. Come see us, but allow time to explore Old Town Eureka. We found it. Just a beautiful 15-minute ride from I-270 west on I-44. Byerly RV.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Harry's Razors just came out with their sharpest blades ever, and unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new, sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. You can find Harry's new, sharper blades in a big box, drug, and grocery store near you. If you like to shop online, you can get a trial set for just $3 when you use code NEWBLADES at checkout on Harry's.com. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp, guys reported that with Harry's new blades, their eighth shave was as smooth as their first. You can get Harry's sharpest blades ever in big box, drug, and grocery stores near you. Just head on over to the grooming aisle, and if you like to shop online, Harry's has a great offer for listeners of the show. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with code NEWBLADES at Harry's.com. Includes a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3, plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code NEWBLADES at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA.
America's the greatest land of all. That's right. Well, I understand the boss is busy, but we're going to talk to the future boss. That's right, not John Lonoff Jr.,
but the one that follows that in the lineage of Landoffs, and that would be John Landoff III, and the third would be Roman numerals, which look like three sticks, which is why we call him Styx Landoff, everybody. Hello, Styx.
How's it going, Frank?
Going fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thank you for asking.
So what did we do, make Jim Almost Slim Sappho nervous, and he didn't want to do this anymore?
That, you know what? He's busy working deals.
No, that's
right.
Well said. Well said. Hey, man, tell us something good. Everybody's sick and tired of everything being about COVID or the election or the Supreme Court nominee, all that crap. The weather is beautiful. Tell us. So I saw a transport truck this morning hauling new vehicles, but I couldn't tell what they were. They were shrink-wrapped in white plastic. Is that how your vehicles come, or were they trying to hide the identity of some vehicle?
Good story, Frank.
Well, hold on a second.
Wow.
Hold on a minute.
Wow.
What the heck is that? I want to know about the transporting of new vehicles, which is exactly what this he's in the business. It's not a story. It's a question.
Oh.
Idiot.
Oh, sorry.
The heck was not that?
Well, it is a question. Do your cars come in shrink-wrapped?
You know, it depends on the vehicle. Now, there will be, on almost all vehicles, there will be plastic over a good amount of the interior. But
yeah, but that's the full, the entire outside of the car. White plastic.
When you like, let's say a new Corvette, something like that, now that will come in completely wrapped and sealed from the factory.
And you can't see through it. This was like milk white.
Correct, yes, sir.
Okay, and these weren't Corvettes. I don't know what these were. So certain cars get, like, extra protection when they ship them.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. You know, I still have not seen... Have you guys seen the Corvette? I've still not seen one. I saw one from a distance, but I've never, like, been up close to one yet. Dan, you have?
I've seen a buddy of mine that is a sound guy for a lot of bands. He bought one. I bought a brand new one.
Wow!
The other day,
I'll see one eventually. So what's new? Give us something. What's the hottest thing you're selling right now?
Oh, hottest thing that we are selling right now, new. You know what is real popular, starting to pick up, is the 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. That's the new crossover SUV that Chevrolet and General Motors reintroduced this year, and as the word's getting out on it, people are starting to really like it. It's kind of a little smaller size SUV, sporty.
Hang on a second. Are you talking about something different than the Blazer?
Correct. Yes, sir.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they brought the Trailblazer back.
Yes, sir.
So is it more of an SUV than the Blazer? Because the Blazer, to me, is more like a crossover than an SUV. Is this more of an SUV?
No, this is more of also a crossover.
Okay.
As to where if you think like a full size, like a Tahoe or a Suburban,
right,
more SUV, this is more towards the crossover, where you get the drivability, the ease of drivability that you would get in a four-door sedan, but you get the versatility and the extra room of an SUV.
Okay, you just, to me, described the Blazer. How's the Trailblazer different than the Blazer?
So it's size-wise, it's a little smaller than the Blazer, probably closer in size to an Equinox.
Okay.
It's got more of a, they've had some commercials about them, but it's got more of kind of like a sportier, almost like a Crosstrek off-road look to it. Different trim packages, sorry.
That's not me. That's not me. These guys are dunsing with you. They got a new toy. Dan's got a new toy.
Limey's
got, so they, every time they've got this, play the one that, you know, the one. Yeah, that one. So if you say, they're going to hit you with that. I'm just going to tell you. They don't care. You don't apologize. They should apologize. They don't care who they do it to.
It's met with love, Styx.
Yeah, met with love.
I understand. It's all right.
But you're going to get it. I'll just tell you.
Okay, I probably will.
Keeps us on our toes and keeps us from saying, because if you say, too many times, you end up with your own morning show at another station. Well, it's true. I have another question for you. I'm a big fan of power and big engines, and Chevy, for whatever reason, decided finally to throw a big monster engine in a couple of vehicles. Help me out. What am I thinking? What's that top end Tahoe Suburban? What is that designation? What do you call that?
That's going to be, well, with the Tahoe and Suburban, that package is the RST.
Right, RST.
And that's going to come with a V8 with a 6.2 liter engine.
You know what the horsepower is on that engine?
Off the top of my head, I do not, sir.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'll ask you that off the air.
I've driven a 6.2 Tahoe before, and the power of the pickup is noticeably different than the standard V8 engine. And that they're also available in the Silverados as well.
Okay. And the standard V8's fine for most people, but I'm once you've had real power, you don't want to go back. You just don't. So that would be my engine, that new one.
My dad has the same feeling about that too. He loves the drive and the feel of the 6.2 in the Tahoe.
This morning in this very parking lot here in Kirkwood, I saw a gorgeous black Impala. Ooh. LTZ. And they decided now they're not making the Impala anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that kind of sickens me a little bit because, I don't know, I get it. We live in an SUV pickup world. We do.
I am thinking about getting an SUV because I've been thinking, like, in a few years when Theo starts learning how to play hockey or sports or whatnot, I'm probably going to need something to cater that around. But I was thinking of upgrading to the Impala because it's got a little more oomph than the Malibu, a little more space.
Yeah, but you know what? Once you do the SUV, they ride like a car. They don't ride like a truck.
Right.
And you're going to have a lot more space to throw his stuff in. Right. You'll end up
going to the SUV. Oh, I had an Equinox. SUV. Equinox, they're awesome.
There's a lot of room for people and for stuff. Where with a car,
I do like stuff.
You got a trunk and a back seat, and that's it. And I sort of get it, but I still, when I see a really hot looking car like that Impala, when it came out, I told your dad, I said, you know, you don't really get it. I said, since '64, they've never had an Impala like this, one that just turned heads, and this last generation was. If sales aren't there and people want pickup trucks and SUVs, then that's what you make. And that's what you sell. I get it.
Absolutely. And we still have a few remaining 2020 Premier Impalas here on the lot. So these are, you know, for now, the last chance to buy a new Impala. And like you said, unbelievable vehicle. Looks great. They drive great. All the bells and whistles you could want. It's just, you're right. It's just kind of trending more towards an SUV market. And when that happens, these are the decisions that the higher-ups at Chevrolet and GM make.
And the people who would want the remaining Impalas, are they older people? Is that who buys anymore?
No, all different, really. You see, I did again, sorry. You see
catching yourself.
People falling apart. People think sometimes that certain vehicles are built and maybe marketed towards a demographic, whether that's age or, you know, male or female. But I always see, you know, a vehicle, it's more a life situation, kind of like,
right.
Lyman was speaking about. He might have, you know, sports, you know, in his future. You got a haul hockey gear here and things there across town and, you know, maybe a sedan just doesn't work for that situation as to where you might need an SUV. It's more where people are in their life, maybe, or if it's just, you know, two people in a household versus, you know, three or four or five, more so than at any certain age bracket.
Well, I mean, if you end up having like three or four kids, I'm going to tell you what your vehicle of choice will be. Suburban.
Suburban.
I've had like four Suburbans.
All right.
And people, because I've had a lot of cars, and people ask me, what's the best car you ever had? Well, you can't compare, you know, Corvette to Suburban, but if they say, what's the best value?
Suburban.
Answer everybody, I tell, Suburban.
Because I don't think I want to be that minivan dad, but then, you know, I mean, I guess I don't have any say in the future, but I'd rather go for something like a Suburban as opposed to a minivan.
First of all, there aren't many minivans on the market anymore.
Oh, really?
Minivan is old news. So, Suburban.
I would tell you if you only have three or four kids, you're crazy.
And I would, yeah. And I would say you're not. And I'd say if I had it to do over, and I feel I would have had five kids. I wish I'd had five kids instead of three. So get Theo a brother, sister, two, and I don't think you'll ever be sorry. Because here's how I think of it. When you're old, and let's say you don't have any money, the more kids you have, the better chance you have one of them being able to support you and put you in something better than a state-run nursing home. That's how you have to think.
All right.
Let your kids take
forward
care
of thinking.
It.
I like it.
If you have three, four, five kids, you have that many more chances of one of them being successful.
Hey, Styx, somebody called earlier and wanted me to ask your dad, but you're a hockey guy. Also, what do you think about the Petrangelo deal?
Yeah, I was going to ask him that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes a lot of success here in town, and he's a great hockey player, obviously, unbelievable, top 10 defenseman in the NHL as he's been for the majority of his career. But it's still a business, and you know, they weren't quite able to make a deal work out that kept him here. So I give credit, I guess, to the GM, Army, the organization. They went out and got a great option in Tory Krug. So you just got to move forward, and we'll see what happens. They'll probably end up, it looks like, in Las Vegas. So
yeah, Vegas. Wow.
Yeah, wish the best for them. They still have to move some money around and some players.
Players are scared there.
Him. Yeah.
Why?
Because they're going to have to trade them.
They got to move some contracts. Get some money off the books in order to fit Petro what he's looking to sign for to stay in the salary cap.
You know, I used to think that if you really wanted to have a lot of money, you'd be a movie star. Some of these athletes, they make money that even big movie stars will never see. And they make it all in like 5 years, 5 or 6 years. Patrick Mahomes, case in point. Mm-hmm. Who's the highest played hockey player? In the NHL.
I think Connor McDavid is. I think he. Patrick Kane. They're both right around $10 million a year.
I think you're correct. Yeah, which is in hockey, in as far as kind of the big three, big four sports leagues in the country, they're on the bottom. I mean, it's still unbelievable money, but it's compared. You know. You have some of the highest paid players in the NHL probably making less than, you know, bench guys that come off the bench in the NBA
NBA is ridiculous. You know, average salary of the NBA is almost $8 million. That's for everybody down the bench. That's the last.
So the highest paid athlete in this country would be a basketball player, right?
If you're talking about salary to play the sport. No, Patrick Mahomes makes $50 million a year. The highest played player in the NBA makes about $40 million a year. But if you're bringing on endorsements, Tiger and Phil were 1-2 for a long time, and only about 10% of their money was money they made on the tour. All the rest was the endorsement money.
Wow.
But Patrick Mahomes, that's a pretty good deal, because I think I saw he is engaged to the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, the daughter.
That's not too stupid.
Yeah.
Wow. His career is safe.
And she's a little firecracker, too, because he took a late hit on Monday Night Football last weekend, and the guy that hit him before the game was even over, she was mother scratching him on his Twitter feed and starting like a Twitter brawl with all of his fans. You know, get your hands off my boy, you cheap blankety blank, mother blankety blank. I mean, she's a little hothead. My kind of girl.
I just read a great article, and it said that if you want to be really, 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 really wealthy, and you, let's say you're in your 30s.
Go to radio?
No, it says one, professional athlete, two, son of a car dealer. That was number two. Son of a car dealer.
I would argue with
Oh, it does say son of a car dealer with no siblings. I forgot that part. So, too bad for you. Well, listen. Keep taking good care of the AM and the PM crowd, William. Because
I will. And if I can I mention two that came in and purchased at the Autoplex this past weekend?
No.
Okay.
Sure, of course you can. Okay, go ahead. Of course you can.
I want to thank Michael May and Matthew Militello. They were both out in St. Peter's at our beautiful new pre-owned center,
mm-hmm.
and they purchased vehicles from Chip Unterberg and the rest of the crew out there. So just wanted to thank them for their business and welcome them to the AM and the PM, Johnny Londoff.
All right, Michael and Matthew, let's give them a big round of applause.
All right.
Thank you, Michael and Matthew. Enjoy those vehicles. All righty. Anything else?
That's all I got.
Well, that's enough. We will.
Real quick, may I just apologize to 3-6? I'm getting some flack on the text line here about being too mean to Sticks. I just want to let you know it's all about training. It's all about making you a better communicator. Exactly. A better communicator.
See, here's the deal, Sticks. When we go after somebody or pick on them for whatever it is, saying, or cool.
Anyway,
it's because we love you and we want you to be successful. And part of being successful is dropping bad habits when you communicate. So we're actually just doing you a favor. You understand
that. Yeah. It's the same what I did for my brothers growing up.
Well, there you go.
Beat the crap out of them.
And we wouldn't do it to other people if we didn't do it to each other, and we're brutal with each other. So,
absolutely.
All right, take care of our people, okay?
We'll do.
Give them that phone number. Give me a phone number.
Here in Forreston, it's 314-837-1800. St. Peter's, 636-706-5700. And you can shop anytime at Londoff.com.
All right, Sticks. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. We'll see you all. Have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye. There he goes. John Londoff the Third, as in Roman numeral 3, hence 3 Sticks, or Sticks for short. Theme music, please.
Help. I need somebody. Help.
Help. My computer. Help. My phone. My TV. Josh Bauman is here, as he is every Monday, and he's going to help you with your technical nightmare, whatever it is that's driving you insane, or maybe help you make a purchase so that you don't go nuts and you buy the right product. TV, cell phone, computer, you get the idea. Josh Bauman's brought to you by Window World. Not a high-tech product at all. It's a window, but it's the number one selling replacement window in the country and one of only 2 with a good housekeeping seal of approval. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up, please, for Josh Bauman.
Hello, everybody.
Josh, how are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm looking at Limey. I know he's going to be brutal with the
No, I'm ready for you, bud.
I'm sure you are.
Hey, but look, you haven't cleared your throat on air in about 6 or 7 months.
See? Yeah, it's been a while.
See?
You know?
But it works. See?
I hide it, yeah.
Well, we taught you to hide it. I started to hide it.
I started You're to welcome. Fart, and I do that now.
Well, that's okay. We don't mind that. That's acceptable.
Here. I mind.
So I don't.
In the same room.
I don't know if anybody else here has anything to throw at you that's technology related, but I have a couple of things. One is when a car has a hot spot?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
The car has a hot spot in it, so it would be similar to using your phone as a hot spot.
But why wouldn't you just use
exactly,
your phone?
Exactly. It's a way for car manufacturers, no offense, Londoffs, it's a way for car manufacturers to get more money out of you, because typically those packages are very low data, the amount of data that you can use, I mean, and very expensive.
But don't you still have to, for the car to be a hotspot, doesn't it have to still receive something like a cell signal?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So your hotspot on your phone is just as good.
Exactly. Or probably better and cheaper. Yeah.
All right. Here's the other thing. Watching a commercial. It was a GM product, not a Chevy. Sorry. Alexa, these people pull up to their house and they say, Alexa, turn on the garage lights.
Yep.
And the coach lights on the garage come on and they're still in the car.
Wow.
So from the car, you can tell Alexa to turn the lights on in your house.
So actually, that's interesting you bring that up. Amazon is getting into cars, much like Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. The interesting thing with that statement, though, Frank, about using Alexa to turn on lights, I would think you would have to have, the hotspot type connection for your car for that to work, unless you're using Alexa through your phone. So, yes, it's kind of gimmicky, but it's here.
There are exceptions. If you live out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And you
don't have data.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. Useless. Right.
Which,
and living out in the middle of nowhere. So we're dealing with that at school too. People that are virtual families that wanted to keep their kids home, and the instance or the count of those families that live in the woods and don't have broadband service, it's pretty interesting to see the correlation there and just struggle. Families are struggling with virtual kids right now.
Right. My daughter and her boyfriend went
You have a daughter?
Yes, I do. They went to Chicago. They also went to Alyssa. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And they went to Chicago. They also went to Little Rock. She ordered the what is it? Yeah. She ordered internet with OnStar.
Man, come on, man.
You know what this does, though? We have no clue how often we do that stuff.
Right?
Until somebody points it out, you don't realize that in the course of 3 minutes, you go 8 times. You don't know. This is actually good for us.
So she went.
Now, remember, we said there's an occasional justified.
It's fine. Yeah, right. Okay.
She ordered the internet service through OnStar and loved it, and it really wasn't that expensive.
But how is it different than on her phone?
What do you mean through OnStar? You're talking about the hotspot in the car?
Yes.
But it is no different than your phone. You don't need it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you don't.
Yeah, I don't. I'd be curious her rationale of why it was better than using internet on her phone.
The one thing on cars, especially GM cars with OnStar, that I can see, and I'm sorry, I don't want to get in trouble for this with anybody, GM or Landoff or anybody else, that OnStar is not cheap. It's just not.
Yeah.
And when you have it, you realize you don't use it.
Right.
Once a year, twice a year, because everything it does, you can do with your phone, except for the phone feature, and you go, well, I have a cell phone. Well, you may have a cell phone, but get in the car and drive across Nevada or parts of Kansas. You got zero signal. You can still make a call if you had an emergency, because that is a satellite phone.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes. That phone will work when I'm almost positive about this. That's a link to Detroit to the OnStar people who will make that call for you by satellite.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure of that. Now, I came loaded today. I got a couple other things.
Okay.
One of them is...
Been drinking?
No. Nest. The Nest people, the people who do the cameras. I don't have their thermostat. I probably should.
I do.
If I had better Wi-Fi at home, I would. They just today came out with their new Nest thermostat. Now check this out.
Stealing my story.
All right, no, I'll let you do it.
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
Do you have Nest at home or do you have Ring?
I have Ring.
But Ring doesn't make a thermostat.
Nest is a thermostat in addition to cameras. It's a whole network of stuff.
Right.
So I think everybody knows how this works. If you're like right now, if I picked up my phone, I go, oh, shoot, it's 80 degrees in the house. I think I'll turn down. I can do that with my phone and with Nest, but the unit itself on the wall. Let me describe to you what they say that they've done. Nest, I might add, is 10 years old already.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's the new Nest thermostat. It's only $130, which I think is worth every dollar. I didn't know Google on Nest, by the way, but they do. On the older ones, there was a dial that turned. You physically turned. On the new one, you just run your finger along the outer rim. There's no moving part. It's just touch sensitive, which I think is pretty cool. And then you tap or swipe up or down along the side of it, and you interact with it. It has a mirrored display, and it will wake up when you walk toward it. When you walk toward it, it lights up. It knows. It's just a motion-activated thing. So it lights up, and then it gives you the current, when you walk up to it, the current indoor temperature, the target temperature that you want, and whether or not it's in cooling or heating mode. This just sounds, for $130, this sounds like a really slick way to control your temperature in your house.
And the price is likely less than that, because Amron historically has given price discounts on smart thermostats, so I would expect that to extend to this model as well. Some of the other interesting features about Nest, if I've had one for probably 8 years. I have the second generation. This is the fourth generation device that's out. It will, when you turn your dial, say it's 76 degrees in your house right now, and you turn the dial or run your finger along the edge of it to lower the temperature to, say, 74, based on run times of your furnace or air conditioner, it will give you a time that it thinks your air conditioner will finish. So meaning it will say, oh, you just dropped it 2 degrees in your house. It's going to take me 40 minutes, and it will display that on the display. 40 minutes to temp.
Why do I need to know that?
I find that interesting.
It's gimmicky.
It is gimmicky. I agree.
Because it doesn't matter. If I wanted to go from 76 to 74, whatever time it takes, that's the time
that's
it takes.
I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other, it will sense, since you install the Nest app on your phone, it will sense when your phones leave the house and automatically kick your thermostat up higher in the summer or down lower in the winter to save money on cooling and heating costs.
Wow.
That's one of their automatic features. The other automatic feature that Nest has been good about for years and years is an auto-learning schedule, meaning after 10 days or so, if you turn your furnace up to 72 every evening at 6 o'clock, it learns that.
It'll start doing it for you.
It will automatically start doing it for you. Yeah.
All right, one last thing. I believe tomorrow is, and I'm assuming this is 24 hours from sometime tomorrow to sometime Wednesday, it's Amazon Prime.
Tomorrow day. And Wednesday, yes.
Now, they call it Amazon Prime Day, but correct. It's over the course of 2 days.
This year it's 2 days, yeah.
What does that even mean? What is that?
They are clearing out their warehouses of all the junk that hasn't sold. Most of the deals that you'll find from Amazon tomorrow are on, I wouldn't call them great products, but you will find deals on TVs. They're already saying Roku devices, all of the Amazon-branded streaming devices, the Fire Sticks will be on sale, heavily discounted. The Kindle reading devices, the ebook devices are going to be heavily discounted. The interesting thing this year, other big box stores are coming at Amazon hard this year. Target, Walmart, Best Buy, BJ's. They've all
BJ.
Yeah,
BJ. Hold on. Whoa.
They get there. They're coming hot, are they?
Yeah. I want a gift card.
Yeah, I want a gift card too. Right.
That's a discount warehouse.
Where
place
the heck is BJ?
In the southeast.
On the east side.
But they.
You just wanted. We don't have them here. You just wanted to say BJ.
Yeah, you just did. Well, but you can order from their online store.
You work at a school, man.
All of those stores are doing similar Black Friday type Amazon Prime Day sales. The most interesting thing I found today, and there are way too many deals to even try and get into them, but just know electronics are going to be the big discounted items, TVs, computers, streaming devices.
You heard anything about the Nintendo Switch yet?
I've heard Amazon may have some things for that. I don't know that they're back in stock, though, so I don't know if it's going to be like controllers, stuff like that.
Right.
The interesting thing that I found today, Best Buy is giving a price guarantee up until Black Friday deals. So if you buy something from Best Buy tomorrow during their sale, their price guarantee, if you find it cheaper up until Black Friday, you'll get the discount on that product, which that's kind of new. I haven't seen a whole lot of places do that so far.
So this Amazon Prime Day is of no interest to people who have to have the latest, greatest of everything. Because it's products that they aren't crappy, they're just not new to the market.
No, they are not new to the market. You're gonna see deals on SD cards, robot vacuums like the Roomba.
Or like the Nest before the one that came out today.
The probably older version, yeah.
Which for most people is fine.
Sure. And Christmas gifts for your cousin or your niece or nephew, great opportunity to buy something cheap and get it in 2 days. The interesting thing with Walmart and Target, both of those, and Best Buy, really, they offer in-store pickup. So there wouldn't be a two-day waiting period for whatever product. You can buy from Target and Walmart and get it same day if you're lucky, if it's in stock. The other interesting thing with Target right now, if you have the Target Red Card, which is kind of their in-store debit card, it's linked to your checking account, anything you buy from Target, you get a 5% discount. And that includes online purchases through Target as well. So if you find something at Target that's the same price as Walmart or Amazon, if you've got the Red Card, it's cheaper to get at Target.
Okay. Oh, you want to take a couple of calls? We got people who've been holding.
Absolutely.
Let's take Ken. He's been holding the longest. Ken, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I am fine, AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hey, Josh. Last week, I believe I heard you talking about somebody had a call where they were investigating an alternative cell phone provider.
Jimmy, you okay? For a second there, you sound like you had a bowel movement. Are you okay?
I did. No, I'm good to go.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. So, nonetheless, I'm interested in going to an alternative cell phone provider, and I think I heard you last week say something that when you go to the cheaper services, you get like a second priority service?
Yes. So, if you are on a service like Cricket or Google Fi or services like that, they're more or less they're reselling Verizon or reselling AT&T service. They can make you a lower priority than customers that are paying for AT&T or Verizon service. Now, so, will you see a difference? I doubt it.
That was my question. How big a deal is that? Because I've got AT&T right now, and I paid $214 a month for three phones.
Oh,
and I looked at Consumer Cellular, and you get three phones for $90 and change. I'm not trying to plug them or anything, but it's a whole lot cheaper, and I was just wondering, how big a difference would it be if I went to something like that? Would I really notice a difference on this? You know, would I not get a call, or would I not get a data service, or what? How big a deal is the second
priority? What towers do they use? Do you know, Josh?
I don't know off the top of my head.
They use AT&T.
Okay, so... Yeah.
Then if they use AT&T, my guess is you wouldn't notice any difference.
You may not. The big thing would be is if you go to, let's say, if you're ever able to go back to the Busch Stadium for a Cardinals game, any place that has high-density users can have problems with cell coverage. And that's, from what I have seen, that's where some of this comes into play. Say there's an overabundance of people trying to make calls or use data on a single tower that's owned by AT&T. That's when you may see a difference. That's why AT&T started selling a product called FirstNet to first responders, police officers, and firefighters. They can guarantee if you can prove you are a policeman or a firefighter, you are eligible for FirstNet, and you are given 100% priority on AT&T towers in a congested environment. And Verizon's doing their own thing too. So that's likely where you would see a difference. If you were in a highly populated area, highly densely populated area, something that comes to mind was the Stanley Cup parade down Market Street. You may see a service disruption then. But driving down 44 or driving through St. Louis, I really don't think you would see a difference.
Or my kid that uses a lot of data when he's sitting in his room.
I don't think you're going to see a difference.
Now, that's Ken's way of saying when I watch a lot of porn, he dumps it on his kids.
Oh.
Yeah, that's common.
Damn, got caught.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, I was just kind of curious if it was really a big deal going to a cheaper service or you know.
Something else to keep an eye out for is a third-party service. I know Dan mentioned it with Spectrum. Google Fi supports this as well, is Wi-Fi calling. So when you are at home or on Wi-Fi in a restaurant or wherever, your phone, instead of using AT&T's tower, consumer wireless tower, you're actually using the Wi-Fi connection to make a call. And it works surprisingly well. My phone, when I'm at home, it automatically falls over to Wi-Fi to make phone calls and text. Dan on
same with
you know,
me.
This is something a lot of people don't know about. There's a setting in your phone, Wi-Fi Assist. And I'm not kidding. I've been places where there was like one bar of cell signal.
Absolutely.
I switch over to that Wi-Fi, and if where I am has a strong Wi-Fi,
Boom,
the call's crystal clear like I had five bars.
Yep. Carriers used to charge more for that feature, and they've stopped doing that because the experience is so drastically different. You know, if you're, like Frank said, in a house or a hotel and there's no service and you jump on Wi-Fi and you can make a call, it's pretty cool.
Is that by phone or is it by service?
No, a little of both. I know the newer iPhones support it. My new Pixel supports it. But I'm horrible. If you have a newer iPhone, you should have an option to support it if the carrier supports it.
I've got a newer Motorola, but okay, it's not an iPhone. So okay,
I would be surprised if your Motorola didn't support it.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
All right, Ken. Thank you. Off we go to Brian. Brian, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm AM in the PM.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
What do you got?
Well, a couple of years ago, my wife and I, we actually won the auction on the 590 show for with Wendell World.
Okay, yeah,
We completely redid our outside of our house, and then this summer we replaced the roof with a metal roof. Now our cell phones do not work at all in the house.
Whoa!
Yeah.
This is weird because I saw yesterday a house with a metal roof, and I told my wife, I said, "Hey, that looks like a good idea, metal roof." Because think about it, it's not going to
protect it from storm damage.
Sure. Right. Yeah, and then maybe it's not a great idea based on what Brian just said.
I think that Brian has a very valid point. If you live in an area where cell service is kind of iffy to begin with, a metal roof would definitely be a concern.
Yeah, I thought it'd be the opposite. The metal would just sort of make it like a giant. The roof is now big antenna.
No, it'll reflect RF signals. Brian, actually, it's a very similar conversation to what we were just having. Who's your carrier? AT&T, Verizon?
No, U.S. Cellular.
Okay, I would start looking or even call their customer support and see if they support Wi-Fi calling. And if you have a phone that could leverage that, if you have Wi-Fi in your house, that would solve your problem in a heartbeat.
Another problem we have. Our Wi-Fi is horrible.
Oh,
Join the club. Join the club. Me too.
Man.
We live out in the country. And
let me guess, you got a satellite dish?
Yes, we do.
Who do you use?
Frontier.
They're all crap. HughesNet, Frontier. No. I've had Hughes. I now have Exceed or Viasat or some crap. They're crap. They're like. Correct me if I'm wrong, Brian. It's like everybody else jumps on, and we wait like 10 times as long for anything to pop up. No, we just sit there and wait. Oh, okay. There comes the YouTube video. Yeah, it's frustrating.
It is, and I finally got somebody from Frontier, because I'm paying for high-speed internet.
Sure.
And I finally got somebody from Frontier to admit that that's the best they can do.
No, how much do you pay a month, if I can ask?
For internet only is $50 a month.
I pay $217 a month for crap. But without it, no Amazon, no Netflix, I'm screwed. Right. So I just have to decide, is it worth $217 to watch the stuff we watch? And yeah, I guess it is.
Is this where we make a joke about porn?
No.
We can't even stream anything.
Well,
I mean, I can watch YouTube videos, but Netflix, no.
Yeah. Nobody has come out yet with a decent, and you'd think they would, satellite dish Wi-Fi system. It's just, I don't know.
Brian, so your other option would be and I would start with U.S. Cellular, a cell signal repeater. More or less, the way those work is you have an antenna outside your house that then pumps the cell signal inside your house. I've seen some varying success with these, and most of the good ones are provided by the cell carrier themselves. You can buy them on Amazon. I unfortunately haven't had any first-hand experience with using any. So if you go to looking on Amazon for a cell signal repeater or booster, please look for something that has a bunch of really, and by a bunch, I mean a couple hundred, really, really good reviews of the product. I don't want you to waste your money.
I had to use one a long time ago. I had Sprint at one point, and where I was living, we had no signal at all with Sprint. And they sent one of those repeaters, and I plugged it into the wall, and it turned on, and all of a sudden, boom, we had a signal. So, yeah, I would definitely check something like that out.
Yeah, but I would start with U.S. Cellular customer support and see if they offer or would sell you one or even have one to begin with.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
Hi, right. Brian. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening. We have 3 minutes.
Sure. So we already talked about it. Prime Day is tomorrow and Wednesday. Tomorrow is also Apple's new iPhone event. All the rumors are pointing to four sizes of iPhone now: Mini, Regular, Pro, and Pro Max. They will range in size from 5.4 inches to 6.7 inches diagonal.
Ooh, I like that one.
Dan, show them half of 5.4.
Yeah.
Double that.
Yeah, and
there's
that's
your
infected.
5.4.
And then the prices are going to range anywhere from $650 on the Mini up to around $1,200 on the Pro Max. It'll be interesting to see what storage size differences they have on these phones. I know Google has kind of gotten away from different options of storage size, so it'll be interesting to see if Apple will continue with the multiple options. Again, that event, the Apple iPhone event, is tomorrow, and look for those. The other big rumor, which I find interesting, is a staggered shipping date depending on the size of phone that you buy. Apparently, Apple is still having issues getting hardware made, phones made due to product restrictions, so you may see a delay in some of that into November.
Cut out. He just said doo-doo.
Oh, did I? Sorry.
Doo-doo product delay.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
You want to talk to Diana and give her one minute?
Yeah, that's fine.
Diana, welcome to 590 The Fan. You have about a minute and a half. It's yours. Take it away.
Very quickly, I am a subscriber to CharterNet.
Yeah.
Charter for Internet. I have a Netgear wireless router that is supposed to be one of the best out there. And I have a Netgear Wi-Fi extender so that I can get the Wi-Fi actually to go out to my detached garage.
Okay.
But about every few days, it seems to drop that extender's capability.
And you need to reboot it. That's kind of the way those things work. That's the biggest frustration I've heard from people that have Wi-Fi extenders is that they need to be rebooted every couple days when they start having problems. I don't know
is
what
there
else.
Something better?
I have had really good experience with Google Wi-Fi. I know several other people that are running them. I know Dan's had really good experience with a Netgear Wi-Fi extender in his house. So
yes, I have.
It's kind of luck of the draw, and I think a lot of it has to do with the environment that you're in. If you have neighbors around you that have Wi-Fi as well, those can kind of step on each other and make it difficult for them to work. Yeah, that's not uncommon. I'll just put it that way.
And apparently there's not
so
much you can do
Google
about
Wi-Fi?
It.
You can try Google Wi-Fi. They're coming out with a brand new one. They're about $100 a puck, which you'll need at least two if you've got a main unit and a remote unit.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
And
thanks, Diane.
Frankie said hello.
Well, I'll tell him. Frankie, she said hello. Diana said hello. Okay, well, thank you. All right, thank you, Diana. There goes Diana. We're out of time. Give people your email address in case they need some help.
JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com. And I'm Josh the Tech Guy, and it's time to say bye.
All right, Josh Gallman, everybody. Thank you, Josh. Courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and official window of the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, I'm going to lay this offer on you. I have two offers, actually. One of them ends the 31st, which is like 19 days from now. That one is the home equity loan, where for the first 12 months, your interest rate is only 2.75% APR. That's for the first full year of that loan. And then it flips to 3.99. All the terms and conditions are on their website, and I'll give you that in a moment. Here's the other offer. And they do this every year, and it never failed. This brings thousands of people in as new members of First Community Credit Union, and it's simply this. If you move your car loan from somewhere else over to First Community Credit Union, they want to give you $100. That's it. It sounds like there'd have to be strings or a catch. There's not. Move your car loan, if it's somewhere else, to First Community Credit Union, they'll give you $100. Now, the other good news there is that there's a very good chance you'll also have a lower car payment because they are famous for their very competitive low interest rates. So you got the $100 for sure and very possibly a lower car payment. I can't give you a drop-dead date for that one. I don't know. One of these days I'll just say, well, that offer is gone, so why mess around and why wait? Take advantage of it. And remember, for the home equity loan, you have to apply by the 31st. That's Halloween. That's 19 days, I believe. So jump on it. First Community Credit Union, over 40 locations.
the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. All the details are at firstcommunity.com. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
The Illinois Fighting Illini play here, the home of the Fighting Illini in St. Louis.
KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Senators will begin questioning Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett tomorrow. Today they gave opening statements and Barrett introduced herself. She admitted she didn't seek out a seat on the High Court and thought carefully before accepting the nomination after Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death. Barrett expressed gratitude for the tenure of Ginsburg.
I have been nominated to fill Justice Ginsburg's seat.